These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending on December 9th, 2022. Google announced it will start rolling out end-to-end encrypted RCS group chats to the Google Messages beta over the next few weeks. Previously, only one-on-one RCS chats were end-to-end encrypted. RCS is the successor standard to SMS, which is supported by Android and most major phone carriers. It is not supported yet by Apple. Privacy-focused Brave Software announced it's begun its test of privacy-preserving ads in its search engine. Brave uses the content of a search query, the country the request appears to be coming from, and the device type to determine which ad to show. None of that information is stored after the ad is served. Brave Premium, which is $3 a month, is available without ads. The privacy-focused Swiss company Proton expanded its Proton Drive end-to-end encrypted cloud storage to iOS and Android. Initially, it was only available on the web. Users can share folders with options for passwords and expiration dates. Proton offers 1 gigabyte of storage for free, 200 gigabytes for $4 a month, and 500 gigabytes as part of its $10 a month Proton Unlimited plan. And finally, Apple introduced new security measures for cloud data, including end-to-end encryption for iCloud backups, photos, and more. The Wall Street Journal says the company has dropped its proposed system for trying to identify child sexual abuse materials, or CSAM, automatically on phones. And the release of iOS 16.2 will revert AirDrop sharing to contacts only after 10 minutes to prevent unwanted requests to receive content. Chinese iPhone users already have this feature. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.